Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I rarely get just hounded on the air or on the internet like I did yesterday morning throughout the day, to the point where I'm like, man, I got to put the phone away here. I got other things I got to do. I never thought that this would happen in my entire life to what happened yesterday, where all I wanted you to do was have a good time and make the best of not a great situation, an inconvenient situation. Ross Bjork, where we went over some of the changes that he wants to make. Daryl Ryder coming up at 8:22. Ross Bjork, the AD of Ohio State, he wants to make some changes and add some things. And what he's trying to do is really make the best of a not-so-great situation with Ohio State himself, where they want to put Hang On Sloopy at just about any time they want to.
Organically.
Organically, yeah.
That was perfectly dropped in there. Not too much,
they
not
have
too
a,
little.
They will have a the towel that they will give away to several thousand people against Texas. Then you got to buy the towel.
Don't forget about the digital leaves, the Buckeye leaves.
They have the digital leaves that you can get, and they have a new song by this band called Camp. Yeah. Several A's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to play this at the stadium, and it honestly sounds like Lumineers. Yeah, this is it. This is the song. Like, this is a commercial for Ohio tourism. This isn't a football stadium.
You can see them showing a bunch of the barns with the bicentennial logo on it.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Riding around in a convertible down the rural part of 77. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Because that's where all the tourism is in Ohio. They always do that. And I'm like, all right, maybe Hocking Hills. But outside of that, I'm pretty sure the concentration of people that are coming into Ohio are not going to the Carrollton, Ohio.
You have no idea Wapakoneta. How many people are seeing Werther's carvings, buddy. You have no effing clue.
License plates from every state in Millersburg.
The Abe Lincoln funeral train draws a lot of people. That thing is really, really cool. I've seen it myself. I only at the time lived 45 minutes away as a child. Still. So, yeah, Ross Bjork wants to do this stuff. And I'm just like, guys, you know what? The television deal ain't ending anytime soon. You guys signed on the dotted line. Kevin Warren signed it on the dotted line. That's all they wanted him to do. I don't know if they looked for the devil in any of the details when they made this agreement between Peacock, Fox, and CBS for Big Ten football. You are the anchor store of the Big Ten as Ohio State and Ohio State fans. And so the money that they spend on the most money that they spend on their biggest time slot, those are the games you're going to play in. You don't want to play on Friday night? Fine. You only play on a couple of Friday nights compared to other Big Ten schools. Like Washington just joined. They're on like four Friday night games, it seems, this year.
We don't want that. We don't want Ohio State on Friday
Ohio
nights.
Ohio State doesn't want that. They could play at other dates. They don't want that. Ryan Glassbiegel, who got a hold of my tweet, he pointed that out. So guess what? You get stuck at noon because you're the major property. And Ross Bjork told people in no uncertain terms earlier this week that, that Penn State game coming up in November, that's probably going to be a high noon game too. A big noon kickoff game too. And people were upset. And all I suggested was, guys, this TV deal ain't ending anytime soon. You might as well make the best of a not-so-great situation and own it. Make it your own, because it ain't going away until like at least like 2020, 2029 or something like that. Like, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Here's Ross on the situation.
Now, you also plan to do a blackout game versus Penn State. Does that mean it'll be a night game?
I think we know.
You're sighing.
I think we know the Buckeyes drive big noon kickoff. That'll be a high-powered game. So I think we probably know what's going to happen around game time for that one.
It'll be at noon. It won't be at night.
They love the Buckeyes.
Okay.
And big noon is a big deal, right? They've invested in that time slot. So I think we'll presume it's a big noon. It's a 12 noon kickoff.
And you're going to have everyone wear black?
We are.
All right.
I agree with all you folks I mean, every single one of you, where it's silly to have a blackout at noon. It is very silly. This is the deal your school signed. They're the anchor. They're making money. And that's all I said. I said, you guys might as well make the best of a bad situation because it ain't going to change anytime soon. And I mean, I got cussed out like I haven't been cussed out in a long time. I haven't been cussed out like that by somebody who I haven't been sleeping with. I mean, it's unbelievable getting cussed out like that. And I was getting called a corporate sellout, and I go, no, I'm not a sellout. I buy in. But I'm just telling you, your favorite school is the quote-unquote sellout here. Ohio State agreed to all this. Well, we need to have a boycott. If you want to occupy college football, you can try Dartmouth and you can try Northwestern. It ain't going to happen with Ohio State. Ohio State's the Warren Buffett of college football. And they know because football is the one sport where we're on their time, not...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not the other way around. They'll play it anytime they want. If they think that that spot makes money, they'll play it and they know you'll be there. So it's an inconvenience. So you got to wake up early. They'll say, boo, effing who. We have billions of dollars that we're jamming down your program's throat.
Who's more powerful here? The network, which is dictating the time that does pay all the money, or the actual program?
You would think it's the program.
You would think it's the conference. But they also took the money. They took the money. So the directive is going to come from the network. And I'd say, though, too, like, I know Urban Meyer talked about constantly how he wanted the in-game stuff to be better at Ohio State. And they did. They did a lot more stuff, especially with the intros. But he had talked a little bit about the wine and cheese crowd, even though he relied on the wine and cheese crowd for the money. It's like you want the money from the boosters, and then you don't want them there at the actual game. Mm-hmm. It's a tough kind of thing to navigate. At the same time, I do think the coaches, I think they prefer the noon games. I don't think they want the players and their habits, their routines disrupted.
Waiting around all day.
And, you know, you're at the hotel, you're going through walkthroughs, you're trying to figure out the day. It's a long, long day. Plus, not to mention, and I know that most fans won't care about this, but if you've ever been on campus for an 8 o'clock game, 8:15 kickoff, and then you see what happens to a crowd or a fan base or a campus progressively throughout the day and how ugly any campus can get, especially Ohio State with their fan bases, especially during a rivalry game, what that's like. And then everyone's got to go home. Everyone's got to drive home. I don't think they want that.
I really don't think they want so either, but I don't think that the Big Ten or the television corporations are thinking about that. The television providers are thinking about that.
No. Fox just wants to maximize a time slot where they're not competing with NBC, ESPN, ESPN2, Fox.
CBS has their time. ESPN has
Fox
their
Sports,
time.
You know, they got it all over. The Big Ten Network has a game at primetime.
NBC wants to put on Peacock, and so they have invested heavily in Big Noon Kickoff. You are their major carrier, and they know that you're not going to not watch. You're not going to boycott Ohio State. You're going to watch Ohio State games, and they know that. They know it. So you will change your schedule around to watch Ohio State and pay off that freight for the advertisers so they can get the revenue dollars so Ohio State can reap the rewards, because it's a mutually beneficial deal. And I did have some people who, not cussing me out, who brought up some very good points. And my answer to it was, for the most part, yeah, but it's business. It's their business. I'm not saying it's convenient. It's not. I'm not saying it's fun. I don't think noon games... noon games are reserved for MAC schools against Big Ten beginning of the year, or lower rung or middle tier Big Ten games, SEC games. That's what those are for. Not for Ohio State, Texas. It seems funny and it seems misplaced. Totally agree with you guys. But that's the business that they've chosen, and they want it in that time slot because that's what they've invested in so heavily. And I did get somebody, I forget the name of them, it was back, but it was a nice back and forth on it, where, well, why did Ross Bjork try to get the game moved. And my first thought was, did he? Or was it performative?
Right. That's what I wonder.
For the same reason as why there's politicians who are in downtown Cleveland pounding the table, yelling at the Browns when they really didn't come up with a plan to keep the Browns. But they have to get reelected. It's performative. It's the same reason why who was the state senator who wanted to pass legislation about no noon games? Because they want their constituency to see that. It's easy publicity. It's easy, hey, I'm on your side with it. But, I mean, they're a friend of business, just like every single politician is. And if any one of these businesses, including Ohio State football, told him to shut the hell up, he'd shut the hell up. It's the same thing. So, hey, it's not a good situation, and I wish it was a little bit more flexible, because I agree with you guys. There's two big games that should be on really at noon in college football. Red River Rivalry, which I used to be able to call it something else. Red River Rivalry and the game. Those are the noon games.
Okay, what I want to know is how many
nights... This is a big game. It should not be at noon.
Just from Ohio State fans, and you could tweet us, because I know we're going to be moving on, but like, how many night games do you want? You don't want every game being at night, do you? I mean, that gets exhausting. When Urban first came here, there were a lot of night games. I remember I was doing post-game show statewide, and it was very late. Those games are going 4 hours, and I'm just telling you, people drive back home from all over the state. And you don't get out of that place, especially with the traffic jam. Like, do you really want all those night games? I mean, maybe if you're never going, maybe you're just sitting at home and you're drinking. But
well, you want
that's
a
tough.
Couple of night games, but you do want night games that matter. OU on Peacock,
I agree,
does not matter as much as Texas. But they know, like, hey, a lot of people are going to be gone by the third quarter. It's not going to be that crazy of a situation. And Peacock gets their primetime game because they know they have Ohio State fans watching. And you will sit there and you will watch the game. And you'll probably just sit there because it's nighttime and watch the entire game instead of going out and doing yard work.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.